Mr. Secretary, please call a roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Daly, Dodd, Durazo, Galgioni, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wachowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Members, a quorum is present. Would our members and our guests beyond the gallery please rise? We'll be led in prayer this morning by our guest chaplain, Sister Libby Fernandez, founder of the Mercy Peddlers, after which we'll remain standing and we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Dr. Pan.
For the expanding grandeur of creation, we give thanks this day. For this fragile planet, we give thanks this day. For the joy of human life, its wonders and surprises, we give thanks. We pray for faith without fanatism, for understanding of views not shared. We pray for all who labor and suffer for a fairer world. We pray that we may live not by our fears, but by our hopes, not by our words, but by our deeds. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Well, as we celebrate the Independence Day for our great nation, let us salute our flag today. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
All right, members, we're moving to privileges of the floor. Dr. Pan, are you ready for your introduction of guests?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. I had some relatives come visit. I just wanted to introduce them on the floor. So please welcome my brother-in-law, Wenjie Wang, his wife, Joyce Lin, my nephew, Warren, and my son's co-companion, Alexander. So thank you very much for allowing me to introduce them.
A warm California State Senate welcome to the family. All right, members, we're moving to messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read. Amendments adopted. Motions and resolutions and notices. Without objection, the Senate Journal for July 1st through July 5th, 2019 will be approved as corrected by the minute clerk. Senator Morlock, for what purpose?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to
pull AB 1396, file item 171, from the consent calendar for purposes of amendments, please.
Duly noted. Senator Hill, for what purpose?
Thank you. Motions and resolutions. Please remove file item 87, AB 457, Quirk, from the consent calendar at the request of the author.
Clerk will note.
File item 87. 87. Thank you.
All right. All right, consideration of daily file, Senate second reading, items 1 to 34. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 67 with amendments, 139 with amendments, 991, 170, 418. Assembly Bill 1281 with amendments, 1618 with amendments, 1202 with amendments, 624, 1303, 697 with amendments, 1573 with amendments, 1818 with amendments, 1665, Assembly Bill 1735, 523 with amendments, 49 with amendments, 803 with amendments, 707 with amendments, 1607 with amendments.
Second reading will be deemed read. Unfinished business? No unfinished business. Senate third reading. We have item 51. Senator Wieckowski, are you ready for your presentation?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 47 by Senator Wieckowski relative to the Basel Convention.
Senator Wieckowski.
Members, Mr. President, the global transboundary waste trade is a multi-billion dollar industry. It includes toxic waste, manufacturing waste, electronic waste, and pesticides, as well as recoverable materials for final disposal and recycling. Now, as the industry grew in the 1970s and 80s, there were several high-profile incidents of waste dumping and accidents at sea, as well as stories of wealthy nations dumping their waste on poorer nations. So the Basel Convention convened in 1989 to place protocols on international waste trade, requiring prior consent from the receiving company to accept waste and recyclable materials. Now, while the United States signed the convention and the Senate gave approval in 1992, Congress to this day, Mr. President, has failed to amend the federal law to conform to the convention. And by failing to amend the federal law, it prevents ratification and participation in the Conference of the Parties that has expanded the convention's protocols. Because we have failed, Mr. President, to ratify the convention, the United States has had to negotiate costly agreements with individual countries to send and receive waste. The most recent conference of the parties, or we call it the COP, held in May 2019, added contaminated and mixed plastic waste to the convention's protocols. That's something that the members of this floor are particularly concerned about. SR 47, which is before us, states that California supports the Basel Convention and calls on Congress to amend the federal law to allow the United States to fully ratify the convention and take part in the COP. SR 47 points out that the failure to ratify the Basel affects many Californian businesses, as well as they often do business with countries and are bound by the convention waste protocols. Many Californians cannot re-import precious metals and materials for recycling into new products. The California voice goes unheard in these negotiations without the United States at the table. Mr. President, California's progress in waste reduction and recycling has been hindered by China's 2018 ban on some of the plastics and other recyclables. And our progress, the progress of California, will continue to hit barriers as long as the United States stays out of the environmental treaty. With that, I urge an aye vote on SR 47 and adds California's voice to this important environmental treaty.
Thank you, Senator Wieckowski. Senator Borges.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to commend my colleague from Fremont. I think this is a smart move, a move in the right direction. When we have businesses that rely not only on the exporting of those materials, but the importing of them, being a part of the regulation, the protocols gives us a seat at the table and keeps us engaged in this process. So I commend it, and I'll be supporting this item.
Thank you. Any further discussion or debate on this item? Hearing and seeing none, Senator Wieckowski, would you like to close?
I urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye, Archuleta. Aye, Atkins. Aye, Bates. Aye, Bell. Aye, Borges. Aye, Bradford. Aye, Caballero. Aye, Cheng. Aye, Daly. Dodd. Aye, Durazo. Aye, Galgioni. Aye, Glazer. Aye, Gonzalez. Aye, Grove. Hertzberg. Aye, Hill. Hill. Aye, Hueso. Hurtado. Aye, Jackson. Jones. Leva. Aye, McGuire. Aye, Mitchell. Monning. Morlock. Morrell. Nielsen. Pan. Aye, Portantino. Aye, Roth. Aye, Rubio. Aye, Skinner. Stern. Stone. Aye, Umberg. Wachowski. Aye, Wiener. Aye, Wilk. Aye.
Senator Wachowski moves to call. Moving on now to Assembly third reading. Mr. Secretary. Oh. There we have it. There we have it. All right. File item 56. Senator Rubio, are you prepared? No, she. Okay. Pass on file. File item 61. Senator Hill, are you prepared for this item? Pass on file. Next up, file item 85 by Assemblyman Garcia. Mr. Senator Allen, are you prepared for this item? Mr. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 293 by Assemblymember Eduardo Garcia, an act relating to greenhouse gases.
Senator Allen.
Well, good morning, Senators. I want to present AB 293 on behalf of Assemblymember Eduardo Garcia. This bill provides additional direction to the Compliance Offset Protocol Task Force, which is set to be convened by the Air Resources Board later this year, to look at offset opportunities for enhanced management of conservation or conservation of agricultural or natural lands. So AB 398, you may recall, was passed in 2017. It created a requirement that at least half of the offset credits used for compliance in our cap and trade after 2020 must provide a direct benefit to California. However, we've heard concern that there simply aren't enough offset credit opportunities that will enable compliance with this new requirement. This bill is intended to point the Air Board in the direction of some immediate opportunities to ensure that we stay on track with this important provision of the law, and I respectfully ask for my vote.
Thank you. Any further discussion or debate on this item? Hearing and seeing none. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Archuleta. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Borges. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Aye. Chang. Aye. Daly. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Durazo. Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Gonzalez. Aye. Grove. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Hurtado. Aye. Jackson. Jones. Leva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mitchell. Monning. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Nielsen. Aye. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Aye. Skinner. Stern. Stone. Aye. Umberg. Wachowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. Aye.
Senator Allen moves the call. Next item, file item 140 by Assemblywoman Garcia. Senator Allen, are you prepared for this item?
Sure, yes.
Mr. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 756 by Assemblymember Christina Garcia and Aquiline to drinking water.
Senator Allen.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. AB 756 would allow the State Water Resources Control Board to issue one notice instead of hundreds as they move into phase two of investigative testing for perfluoroalkyl substances, commonly known as PFAS. So PFAS refers to a class of chemicals that are resistant to water, oil, and heat, but which have also been linked to cancer and birth defects. These chemicals are also persistent in the human body and the environment, meaning they don't break down and can accumulate over time. As a result of their use in processing and manufacturing, and as an additive in firefighting foam, these chemicals have been found in water across the nation. And unfortunately, California has more contamination detections of this particular type of chemicals than any other state. The Water Board is currently embarking on a phased investigative testing of water systems that are suspected to have PFAS contamination. These areas include water systems near airports and military bases where large stores of fuel have been stored and firefighting foam may have been used near manufacturing sites that use the PFAS chemicals and those surrounding previous PFAS detections. This bill will improve the efficiency of the Water Board's current efforts and let consumers know what's in their water by requiring notifications similar to those recommended by the Water Board, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Any discussion or debate on this item? Senator Morlock.
Thank you, Mr. President. The concern I have with this bill is that the Water Board is already starting to tell water districts that they're going to have to notify their customers within a reasonably short period of time that this may be applicable, even though the amount is so negligible. I'm just a little concerned that we're pushing our water districts a little too hard, too fast, when they're working diligently on this matter. So I will be opposed to AB 756. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any additional discussion or debate on this item? Seeing none, Senator Allen, would you like to close?
Thank you, members. I mean, I do appreciate the comments. I will just kind of emphasize that all this does is authorize the board to have water systems monitor for these substances, and you know they'll only do so if they find it necessary. So, with that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Please call the roll on this item.
Allen, aye. Archuleta, aye. Atkins, aye. Bates, Bell, aye. Borges, Bradford, aye. Caballero, Chang, Daly. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Durazo. Aye. Gagione. Glazer. Gonzalez. Aye. Grove. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Hurtado. Jackson. Jones. Leyva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mitchell. Monning. Morlock. No. Morrill. Nilsson. Pan. I. Portantino, I. Roth, I. Rubio, I. Skinner, Stern, Stone, no, Umberg, Wykowski, I. Wiener, I. Wilk, I.
Senator Allen moves the call. Members, we're going to return to unfinished business, and we're taking up file item 47. Senator Wiener, are you prepared for this item? Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 30 by Senator Wiener, an act relating to domestic partnership.
Senator Wiener.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, colleagues. Senate Bill 30 is back on concurrence, and this bill will end discrimination on the domestic partnership registry against opposite-sex couples. Current law allows all same-sex couples to enter into domestic partnerships, but for opposite-sex couples, one of those partners must be age 62 or older. SB 30 will end that discrimination and allow any couple, same-sex or opposite-sex, to enter into a domestic partnership. When this bill was in the Senate earlier this year, it was keyed a tax and thus subject to a two-thirds vote. In the Assembly, we worked out amendments that remove the tax key and is now a majority vote. We also accepted technical amendments to make clear to people seeking a domestic partnership that under California law, they are subject to all the rights and responsibilities of spouses. Colleagues, all relationships are different, and people have reasons for making different choices about their relationship. SB 30 will help allow people to make those choices for themselves. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Any further discussion or debate on this item? Hearing seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Archuleta. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Bell. Aye. Borges. Aye. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Caballero. Aye. Cheng. Aye. Daly. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Durazo. Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Gonzalez. Aye. Grove. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Hurtado. Aye. Jackson. Jones. Leyva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mitchell. Monning. Morlock. Morrell. Nielsen. Pan. Aye. Portantino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Aye. Skinner. Stern. Stone. Aye. Umberg. Wykowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Bates. Aye. Grove. Hueso. Jackson. Jones. Mitchell. Monning. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Nielsen. Skinner. Stern. Umberg.
Ayes 29, no 0. The assembly amendments are concurred in. Members, we're about to lift the calls. Our first item we're lifting the call on is item 51. Mr. Secretary, when you're ready. Mr. Secretary, call the absent members.
Daly. Grove. Hueso. Jackson. Jones. Mitchell. Monning. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Nielsen. Skinner. Stern. Umberg.
Ayes 28, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Next up is item 85. Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Borges. Aye. Grove. Hueso. Jackson. Jones. Mitchell. Monning. Morrell. Skinner. Stern. Umberg.
Ayes 30, no 0. The measure passes. Next up, members, is item 140. Mr. Secretary, I'm sorry, Senator Bates, for what purpose?
Mr. President, Republican caucus in the Cox Lounge, please.
One minute after we lift the call.
Oh, okay.
We're lifting the call on file item 140. Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Bates.
I'm off.
Borges. Caballero. Chang. Galgioni, Glazer, Grove, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Mitchell, Monning, Morrell, Nielsen, No, Skinner, Stern, Umberg.
Senator Allen moves the call. Members, the Republicans are going to go for brief caucus.
Brief caucus.
Thank you. We're Senator Hertzberg, for what purpose?
Democratic caucus in the Maddie Lounge.
Democratic caucus in Maddie Lounge. Senator Hertzberg, for what purpose?
Resolutions. Mr. President, I move to suspend Senate Rule 21.2.
Thank you. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Archuleta.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Bates. No. Bell.
Aye.
Aye. Borges. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Caballero. Aye. Cheng. No. Daly. No. Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer. Aye. Gonzalez. Aye. Grove.
22 people here.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson. Jones. Leyva.
Aye.
McGuire. Mitchell. Monning. Morlock. No. Morrell. Nilsson. No. Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Aye. Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Stern.
Stone.
No.
Umberg. Wachowski.
Aye.
Aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk. No.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Allen.
Aye.
Borges.
No.
No. Grove. Hueso. Jackson. Jones. McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell. Monning. Morrell. Skinner. Stern. Umberg.
22 ayes, no, 22 ayes, noes, 8. The rules are suspended. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also move to waive Joint Rule 62A for the Energy, Utilities, and Communications Committee to meet and hear AB 1054 on Monday, July 8th, 2019. Think of the date.
Thank you. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
No.
Oh, Senator Bates, for what purpose?
I wish to object to this motion. The bill is not yet in print. We've just been handed the amendments.
There's no debate on this issue, Senator Bates?
Then I have a parliamentary inquiry.
And your parliamentary inquiry is? Yes.
Are the final amendments for AB 1054 in print?
And if not, keep going.
No. No. Got it.
The desk has not received any amendments on AB 1054 at this point.
If the bill has not yet been amended, will the amended version of the bill use the amendment version from Wednesday night at 6:48 p.m.?
I don't have an answer for that, Senator.
Then I think it, on the record, we object to the motion because the bill is not in print.
Mr. Secretary, call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Bates.
No.
Bell.
Aye.
Borges.
No.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cheng.
No.
Daly.
No.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Hertzberg.
Aye. Hill.
Aye.
Hueso. Hurtado.
Aye.
Jackson. Jones. Leyva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Monning.
Morlock.
No.
Morrell. Nilsson.
No.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Aye. Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Skinner.
Stern.
Stone.
No.
Umberg.
Wachowski.
Aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk. No.
Ayes 22, noes 8. Joint Rule 62A has been waived. We're moving back to file item 140. Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Bates. Borges. Caballero. Cheng. Galgioni. Glazer. Grove. Hueso. Hurtado. Hurtado, aye. Jackson. Jones. Mitchell. Monning. Morrell. Skinner. Stern. Umberg.
Ayes 21, noes 3. The measure passes. Members, we're moving back to motions and resolutions. Senator Rubio.
Thank you. Under motions and resolutions, at the request of the author, I would like to remove file item number 168, AB 925, of Mr. Gloria, from the consent calendar. Thank you.
Thank you. The desk will note. If there's no further business, okay.
Am I invisible? Because this happened to me last week, too. I know I've lost a little weight, but not that much.
Senator Wilk, for what purpose?
Thank you, Mr. President. Under motions and resolutions, at the request of the author, please pull file item 166, AB 596, by Mr. Grayson, off the consent calendar.
Thank you. The desk will note. If there's no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Mr. President, thank you so much, and thank my colleagues for being here today to help us get some work completed. Before we close, I just want to acknowledge that our Republican leader, of course, is not here this morning. She is in her community because of the earthquake that happened yesterday, and I did have a chance to speak with her earlier. We want to send our thoughts to her and her community of Ridgecrest. She wanted to express the great appreciation she has for the very quick response of OES and the governor's quick reaction. Our thoughts are with her as we adjourn for the weekend. I hope everyone had a wonderful 4th of July celebration within their communities. We extend our thoughts to her and her communities and look forward. We will reconvene on Monday, July 8th at 2 p.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time an adjournment motion will be placed. We will reconvene on Monday at 2 p.m. We stand in recess.